Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for October 10th. God sees our needs. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6:30-33. Mary sat on a bench at the mall, swinging her legs and watching the people go by. She loved people watching, as her mom called it. Her mom sat next to her, sipping some soda and checking things off her list, so she wasn't paying attention. But Mary couldn't take her eyes off all the crowds of moving people, busy people, rich people, angry people, colorful people, laughing people, impatient people, all kinds of people. Suddenly, Mary took in a quick breath and stopped swinging her legs. A teenage boy was walking by, but there was something wrong with him. His face was all flushed red, and his eyes were squeezed tightly shut. It looked like he had been crying really hard, and like he might just start up again. He was holding on to an open cell phone, but it didn't seem like he was talking to anyone. Mary had never seen a boy cry, never mind a boy walking around crying in a public mall. There are people everywhere in a shopping mall. There are hidden cameras. Mary wondered if someone had called the boy on his cell phone and given him some bad news. She pulled on her mom's elbow to get her attention, but by then the boy was rounding the corner and going into the restrooms. Mary felt sorry about the boy. She wished she could have helped him feel better, but she didn't know what to do or say that might have helped. The crying boy that Mary saw at the mall probably didn't go into the mall expecting to burst into tears. He probably went to buy junk food or a pair of jeans, or maybe to hang out with some of his friends. But we can't plan our lives out. Things happen, and sometimes we're very upset by the things that happened, whether our emotions come out as anger, fear, sadness, loneliness, or mixtures of many emotions. Those are just natural human responses to the things that happen. Mary felt sad because she saw the crying boy but couldn't help. But do you know that someone else did see that boy cry? God saw him. Even without hidden cameras, God sees all about us, and he knows when we are in need. What kinds of needs do you have right now? Do you think God sees you? Do you think he knows your needs? Do you think he cares? Even the flowers and birds are taken care of by God. How much more is he able to take care of his people? Matthew 6 teaches us that it's better to be concerned over spiritual, eternal things than it is to worry over eating and drinking and other needs we have. Food, shelter, health, finances, and clothes. Of course, these aren't little needs to us, but they are very small when you compare them to the big picture of God's kingdom. He's a very big God. He's all-powerful, all-knowing, and all-present. He can see what we need. We can trust him to care about the needs he sees. We can trust God to take care of our needs. Do I trust God to see me when I need his help? What are some needs I have right now that God could help me with? How can I show in my life that I believe God can take care of me? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for October 10th.